Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So, should you reach out to the narcissist ex or the people that they dated before you? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. So, should you reach out to the narcissistic person, toxic person's ex under any circumstance? So, this is a very, very, I know people, you see a lot of videos about reaching out to the narcissist new supply. Should you reach out to the new supply? Should you talk to their new partner? A lot of people ask me, should they reach out to the old partner? And a couple of reasons why they want to reach out to the old partners is to maybe validate their feelings, you know, validate themselves. Like if I per se dated a narcissist, right? Dated a toxic person. And I wanted to verify that I wasn't crazy, that I wasn't the only person that got treated like this, that somebody else experienced it. Maybe I would want to talk to their ex. Maybe I would want to interview their ex and speak with them to see what had happened, see how their relationship went, see how things went down in their relationship space and whatnot. Maybe that would be something that I would do, you know, like I talk to the ex to maybe see, make sure that I'm not crazy. I would do that to try to validate where I am. And make sure that I'm not crazy. You know, that's one of the main reasons that people ask me, should they reach out to the ex? I'll be like, ugh. So, and another reason that people want to reach out to the ex is to apologize to the old. Like, if you just so happen to be the narcissist's new supply, maybe the ex already reached out to you, tried to tell you what was going on, tried to warn you per se, and you shunned them. Maybe you contributed to some post-separation abuse. Maybe you harassed the narcissist old supply. Maybe you became a flying monkey of the narcissist. And then you get into the space where maybe you get discarded or you wake up and understand what is actually going on or what you've been experiencing. And now you want to apologize. There's another reason people, they want to reach out to the ex to apologize to them. You know, so I will just say this on any circumstance, y'all. To me, it depends. It depends on should you reach out to the ex. How is the ex doing? Does the ex know that you exist? You know, does the ex know that you exist? How far back is the ex? You know, because there's so many different situations and scenarios that could happen. Like maybe the ex, you don't know, the ex doesn't know you. And they haven't spoken to the narcissistic person in 5-10 years. You know, what is the situation? What is the current situation of the ex? And I told this to y'all. I've talked to people one-on-ones. Y'all, if y'all don't know, I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom. Y'all can see it's at mentalhealness.net. I talked to a lot of people who have reached out to the ex. And sometimes the ex has already healed. You know, the ex has healed. Hasn't spoken that person's name in a long time, has nothing to do with them, you know, and has already moved on, and it re-traumatizes the ex. It triggers the ex into going back into a place that they might have thought they escaped. You know, they haven't seen, heard, or talked to this person in 5-10 years. They don't have any kind of connection. They don't have kids together. The only connection now is you. And then you reach out to them and you could re-traumatize them. You could re-trigger them. You see, there's a lot of questions you have to ask yourself before you do that. You know, Because you could could you? I'm not saying it's intentional that you re-traumatize them or you trigger them. It's just something that could happen. Think about that. Think about that. Because that's what could happen. You could reach out to them. Hey, do you know Lee Hammack? Oh, I just broke up with him, and I wanted to make sure I don't know. I'm just lost. I just need somebody to talk to that knows this person and knows them, and maybe has similar experiences as me. Cause I feel like I'm going crazy. You see what I'm saying? I've had people hang up on them. They're like, I called the ex, and as soon as the ex found out that I dated their ex narcissist, they hung up on me. That was a trigger. You might trigger them. They might not want to deal with it. You know. Even if you are calling to apologize for the stuff that you did, they might not want to hear it. You know, if you were participating in some abuse, because some people do, if you were the narcissist's new supply, you might have actually became a fly monkey and started to harass or help the narcissist stalk, you know, help the narcissist stalk their ex, sent threatening messages to the ex, tried to fight the ex. You said it really, really just depends, because everybody's situation is so different, y'all. Everybody's situation is so nuanced. Everybody's situation is just so tough to deal with and so tough to understand, you know. And I know that you might want some answers. You might want some validation. Your conscience, you might be feeling super guilty for how you handled the situation previously, and you want to reach out to them to maybe help clear their conscience, you know. That's what happens. You might reach out to them and you might re-trigger them. You know, they might hang up on you. They might not want to hear from you. Like, they really might not want to hear from you. Just be realistic, you know? So should you reach out to them in those circumstances? Sometimes it's better to let things go, especially if you're trying to apologize for the stuff that you did to them. Maybe they don't want to hear that. Maybe you open yourself up to, if you do reach out to them and try to apologize and they don't accept it, and then they attack you, are they within their rights to attack you verbally? You know, maybe not physically, but verbally. Yeah, possibly. Think about that before you reach out to the narcissist's ex. But there are some positive stuff, you know, that could happen. It's not always going to be negative reaching out to the ex or whatnot. There are some positive things that could happen as well. One of the positive things that could happen is, like, you might validate the ex. Y'all both might validate each other, because I've heard a few different stories about the narcissist. The co-host of my show, my Thursday night show, Jessica, she has a lot of different stories about, you know, her and her narcissistic person's new partner became friends. They're friends. Sometimes you become friends with the narcissist ex. Y'all can, I mean, I'm not to team up and stuff like that. I've had people team up before and create these little groups, like a group message of victims of this one narcissist. You see what I'm saying? Of this one toxic person. There's groups of people out there that do this type of stuff. You know, there's how it be going a lot of the time, and a lot of these spaces and a lot of these dynamics. It be happy out. It be happening. It really does be happening to a lot of these people. You know, so sometimes you reaching out to the ex, you could provide them some validation and make them feel less crazy. You could validate them and make them feel help them heal. You know, that could be a possibility. It really could. It could help. Both of y'all could help each other heal in those circumstances, in those situations. You know, that's a possibility that could happen as well, because you have to open your eyes and think about it. Like, okay, this could happen. Like, we could definitely become friends in this space right here. We could definitely become, you know, we could definitely team up and do things like this right here. We could definitely go about it this way. You know, that's how it could go. Like, you could validate them. They could validate you. Y'all can be unified and they can help each other heal. That's a positive thing that could happen, you know? That's a positive thing that could happen in this situation. Especially if y'all kind of already know each other. Like, if your narcissistic partner has kids with their ex, and then you and the ex didn't have a real good relationship, now the narcissist is out the picture, so to speak, and now y'all relationship can blossom, or y'all can become friends and things like that. Y'all can become, not even friends, you become friendly, because that happens too. You know, there's a lot of distinct possibilities that could happen if you reach out to the narcissist ex. It really just depends, y'all. It really just depends. If that person, like, if you look at this person and you look up the narcissist ex that you know or you heard of, and they're happy, healthy, and they seem like they moved on, should you reach out to them? You know, should you reach out? Like, you see them happy, healthy, moved on, got kids, married to somebody else. They just living a good life. Should you reach out to them? That's why, like, those things you need to consider. I've had people reach out to them and have both results. You know, you reach out to the ex, they're happy and moved on. They scream at you, tell you not to call them again, and hang up on you. And I've had the ex that you reach out to that picks the phone up and they become, they're super empathetic and they're there for you. You know, I'm not saying the first person wasn't empathetic. They just probably have moved on. But the next person is super empathetic and compassionate enough to just talk to you and validate you, even though they've moved on, you know, even though they've moved on. They are there to validate you because they also have survived that same person. You know, they've survived the same person that you've survived. And now they has, both of y'all can kind of connect together and make things move forward like that. That happens a lot in these spaces as well. Y'all, like, say, should you reach out to them? It really just depends, y'all. And sometimes if you have nobody else to talk to, like if nobody else will understand what you went through, yeah, you could reach out to them. But like I said, y'all, just look at, like, y'all, just gauge it. It could be a hit or miss. You know, it could be a hit or miss situation. You could reach out to them and get rejected and it just sends you spiraling more. Or you can reach out to them and get validated and provide them some validation as well. Because I've had this happen before. Like, I talked to this one woman. I think she was like the narcissist. Like, he had been married like 4 or 5 times before her. And she ended up reaching out to some of the exes and they became friends. Like I married so-and-so. Oh, wow. Really? He's still moving around? Yeah, he is. Wow. They became friends. The second wife, third wife. It's crazy, y'all. It is wild how that works out sometimes. But you have to, like I said, you have to be like who you are right now. You have to keep moving forward in your journey of health, of healthiness and growth, because it helps you heal. Like, whatever helps you heal. But like I said, be careful. Just be considerate of other people, y'all. Like, if you decide to reach out to the narcissist ex, just be considerate. Like, look, especially if you can see them on social media, you know, or if they have their entire life locked up, everything is private, they probably don't want to be reached out to. If their stuff is public, if they have a public profile and stuff like that, kind of gauge it. You see what I'm saying? If you can see their stuff, that's different. If they pretty much went into the narcissist protection program where they off the damn grid, like they're no contact with your narcissistic partner. Like, you see those videos of people just like, I'm 15 years no contact. And the person that they are no contact with is your partner or your ex, you know? Do you want to go? Like I say, it really just depends, y'all. Just, you know, but it could help you. Like I say, it could help you heal. It could provide you some clarity. Could provide them some clarity. It can be a very, very hit or miss situation. Just be careful and be considerate when you're reaching out to somebody who the possibility has all of abuse has also happened, y'all. And I'll end it with this point right here. Sometimes if you reach out to their ex, they might not have got the same treatment you did. The narcissist might have not have a the narcissistic person might have abused them in a different way. Like, the narcissistic person might have put their hands on you and stole from you and did stuff like this to you, but they might have just yelled and screamed at the ex. So you might start, it could make you feel worse. You see, it could absolutely end up making you feel worse because you start thinking like, what was it about me that got me hit? What was it about me that got me cheated on? What was it about me that got me, this happened to me, but it didn't happen to them. You know, people get abused. Not everybody gets abused in the same way. So if you decide to reach out to the ex, that's a possibility of what could happen as well. Cause I did have a girl, I had this girl inbox me the other day that said she reached out to the narcissist ex because they were somehow became friends on social media. And he's like, no, he didn't hit me. And he's like, no, he didn't put his hands on me. But the person that I talked to, the girl who's in my inbox, I did a one-on-one with her. He put a gun in her head. You see what I'm saying? You see how they work right there. He didn't hit the previous ex, but he put a gun. He hit this one and put a gun to her head. It made her feel like she had done something wrong. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes that's another possibility that could happen as well, y'all. Cause like it could make you feel worse, you know? So consider yourself as well in these spaces, you know. But anyways, y'all, if you made it this far, make sure to hit that subscribe button, y'all. We creeping up on that 400K, which is it's a happy number, but it's like, dang, that's over 400,000 people who have been through this toxic narcissistic relationships. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel, y'all. I'm working on my self-love course right now to go along with my self-love journal. I'll be finished with that next week. Hope y'all had a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Mentalness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids book. Remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.